Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. As we approach Yom Kippur tonight, I wish you and your family a year of simcha, bracha, and shalom to our people and world. May we experience the speedily return of our hostages, the healing of the wounded, and may our soldiers be kept safe and those displaced be back in their homes. Gmar Chasima Tova from the OU Women's Initiative team. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schkub. Today we'll examine chapter 41, which opens with the most shocking narrative. Vayi b'chodesh ha-shvi'i ba Yishmael ben Netanya ben Elishema mizera hamlucha ורבי המלך, ועשרה אנשים איתו, אל גדליהו בן אחיקם המצפתה, ויאכלו שם לחם יחדיו במצפה. ויקם ישמעאל בן נתניה ועשרת האנשים אשר היו איתו, ויקו את גדליה בן אחיקם בן שפן בחרב, וימת אותו אשר הפקיד מלך בבל בארץ. ואת כל היהודים אשר היו איתו, את גדליהו במצפה, ואת הקסדים אשר נמצאו שם, את אנשי המלחמה, היכה ישמעאל. In the seventh month, Ishmael, son of Netanyah, the son of Elishama, a member of the royal family and a chief officer of the king, came with 10 men to Gedaliah ben Achikam at Mitzpah, and they dined together there in Mitzpah. Ishmael, son of Netanyah, and the 10 men who were with him got up and struck Gedaliah, son of Achikam, the son of Shaphan, with a sword. And he killed him because the king of Babylon had appointed him to govern the land. Ishmael also killed all the Jews who were with him, with Gedaliah at Mitzpah, as well as the Chaldean soldiers who were there, all the military personnel. Ishmael, a member of Tzidkiyahu's extended family, had arrived with an entourage of 10 men, ostensibly seeking refuge in Mitzpah. They are invited to dine with Gedaliah to celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Gedaliah extends his hospitality, ignoring the warning that Ishmael had been colluding with the king of Ammon and means to harm him and anyone cooperating with the Babylonians. When Gedaliah least suspects it, Shaddal speculates that they were resting after the meal. The guests rise up to strike their host. Malbim and Mitzudot take note of the redundancy and abrupt switch from plural to singular in the description of the chaotic assassination. Vayaku et Gedaliah is plural and indicates that he was beaten by several men. Vayamatoto indicates that Ishmael gave the final fatal blow. The verse stresses that Gedaliah was the son of Achikam and the grandson of Shaphan, Yoshiyahu's scribe and mentor, who revealed the hidden Sefer Torah and read it to him, the Sefer Torah that had been banned by his predecessors. And he had inspired the young king to undertake the great religious reformation that banished pagan practices and idolatry from the Judean kingdom. Ishmael then attacked the Jews and Chaldeans, the military personnel that were in Gedaliah's compound. Perhaps an attack on the holy day of Rosh Hashanah by a fellow Jew was inconceivable. Ishmael and his band had managed to hoodwink not only Gedaliah, but also his bodyguards and the Babylonian soldiers stationed around the governor, killing them all so that there would be no witnesses to report the crime. The great deception continued, as indicated in verses 4 through 7. Vayi bayom ha-sheni lehamit et Gedaliahu ve'ish lo yada. ויבואו אנשים משכם, משילו, משומרון, 80 איש מגולחי זקן וקרועי בגדים ומתגודדים, ומנחה ולבונה בידם להביא בית השם. ויצא ישמעאל בן נתניה לקראתם, מן המצפה, הולך, הלוך ובחור. והיא כרבוש אותם, ויאמר אליהם, בואו אל גדליהו בן אחיקם. והיא כבואם אל תוך העיר, וישחתם ישמעאל בן נתניה, אל תוך הבור, הוא והאנשים אשר איתו.
On the second day after the murder of Gedaliah, when no one yet knew about it, 80 men who had shaved off their beards, torn their garments, and cut themselves came from Shechem, Shiloh, and Samaria, carrying grain offerings and frankincense for the house of Hashem. Yishmael, son of Netanyah, went out from the mitzpah to meet them, weeping as he went. When Yishmael encountered the men, he said, "Come to Gedaliah, son of Achikam." And when they came into the city, Yishmael, son of Netanyah, and the men with him slaughtered them and threw their bodies into a cistern. The day after Gedaliah's murder, a band of 80 men were on the nearby road leading to Jerusalem. Given that Beit HaMikdash was burned on the 9th of Av, 2 months earlier, why were they carrying offerings to Beit Hashem? Rashi surmises that these men had come from the northern part of Israel and had not yet heard of the destruction of Yerushalayim. On the road, they met refugees fleeing the burning city. So they tore their clothes and shaved off their beards and slashed their skins in mourning. Radak, however, wonders how the news about the fall of the kingdom of Yehuda had not reached them. He speculates that they had heard that the Babylonians had allowed the poor people to remain in Israel, to till the soil, and had appointed Gedaliah as governor. And so they suppose that the Beit HaMikdash had probably survived as well. Mitzudat David cites the Talmud Masechet Megillah, that indicates that Jews continued to bring sacrifices on the Temple Mount even after the structure had been destroyed. Abal Menela says that they had heard that Yerushalayim and the Temple were destroyed and were headed to mourn and worship on the ruins of the holy places, as we do to this very day. Presuming that these men were religious Jews, why would they breach the Torah's prohibition and slash their skin as a sign of grief? Rabbi Menachem Bola, in the commentary of Mosad HaRav Kook, Dat Mikra, suggests that this band of 80 men coming from the Shomron may have been Goyim, Kutim, who had been resettled by the Assyrians in the Northern Kingdom after the Assyrians banished the 10 tribes. It was customary of the Assyrian conquerors to move the vanquished populations from their native lands and resettle them in other colonies, cutting off their ties to their original land and culture. In Melachim Bet, we heard that those Gentiles had adopted some localized religion and synchronized it with their own pagan beliefs. Thus, it is chronicled in chapter 17 of Melachim Bet, Et Hashem hayu yireim, ve'et Eloheihem hayu ovdim, ki mishpat hagoyim asher higlu otam misham. They feared Hashem, but they also served their own gods after the manner of the nations from among whom they had been exiled. Chazal tell us that the Gentiles also brought offerings to Beit HaMikdash, and thus we sing in Hallel, Hallelu et Hashem kol goyim, shabchuhu kol ha'umim. Moreover, why did Yishmael weep as he encountered these men? And why did he then lure the men to enter the mitzvah and come to Gedaliah ben Achikam? Why would Yishmael and his men then slaughter these innocent people that were passing by? Malbim explains that Yishmael wept as part of his ruse, as if he was also grieving the destruction of the kingdom of Yehuda. Without witnesses to the atrocity, he was establishing a charade to explain the deaths in and around Gedaliah's compound. He lured the 80 pilgrims to the compound, where he murdered them and threw their bodies into an ancient cistern, claiming that he was reluctantly following Gedaliah's orders. Midway, 10 of the pilgrims pleaded for their lives. Ve'asara nashim nimtzeu bam, v'yomru l'Yishmael, al timiteinu, ki yesh lanu matmonim basadeh, chitim u'seorim, v'shemen u'dvash. V'yechadal, v'lo himitam betoch acheihem. But 10 of the men among them said to Yishmael, don't kill us, for we have hidden treasures in the field, wheat, barley, oil, and honey. So he refrained from killing them with the others. Malbim argues that these 10 witnesses would soon spread Yishmael's slander about Gedaliah. He had told them that Gedaliah and his allies are puppets of the Babylonian Empire, who had forbidden anyone to make pilgrimage to Jerusalem or mourn the burning of the Beit HaMikdash. He claimed that Gedaliah decreed that any public displays of grief would be punishable by death. Shaddal adds that Yishmael did not assassinate Gedaliah to take his place as ruler of the Jews. Instead, he was an agent of Ammon, who hoped to foment terror and chaos. That theory is consistent with verse 10. Vayesh Yishmael et kol sheirit ha'am asher b'mitzpe, et bnot ha'melech v'et kol ha'am anisharim b'mitzpe, asher hifkid Nevuzradan ratabachim et Gedaliah ben Achikam, vayashbem Yishmael ben Netanya, vayelech la'avor el bnei Amon. Then Yishmael took captive the remnant of the people of Mitzpah, the daughters of the king, along with all of the others who remained in Mitzpah, over whom Nevuzradan, captain of the guard, had appointed Gedaliah, son of Achikam. Yishmael, son of Netanya, took them captive and set off to cross over to the Ammonites. Radak explains Yishmael's collusion with Ammon on his lineage, as recorded in Divrei Hayamim and cited by Chazal. His ancestor had made a politically motivated marriage with an Ammonite princess. Yishmael was a descendant of that woman, and when the Babylonians besieged Jerusalem, he escaped to his kinsman, the king of Ammon. Abarbanel points to Yishmael's wickedness that exceeded the cruelty of Nevuzradan, who exhibited some mercy by allowing the daughters of the royal family to remain in the custody of Gedaliah and spared them the humiliation and exertion of banishment. When word of Ishmael's cruel massacre and kidnapping reached Yochanan ben Kareach, whose warnings were brushed aside by Gedaliah, he rallied the troops and chased the convoy headed to Ammon. He caught up with them and managed to free the captives, but Yishmael and 8 of his men escaped and crossed the border to Ammon. Yochanan then rallied all the captives, men, women, and children, as well as the remnants, the peasants and soldiers, from Mitzpeh. Vayelchu vayeshvu begerut kamhem, asher etzel beit lechem lalechet lavo Mitzrayim. מפני הקסדים, כי ירו מפניהם, כי היכה ישמעאל בנתניה את גדליהו בן אחיקם, אשר הפקיד מלך בבל בארץ. And they went on, stopping at Gerut Kinham, near Bet Lechem, on their way to Egypt to escape the Chaldeans, because they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, son of Netanya, had killed Gedaliahu, son of Achikam, whom the king of Babylon had appointed as governor over the land. Nowhere in this chapter do we hear about Yirmiyahu, who had been sent to live with Gedaliahu ben Achikam, and who must have been in danger from the rash behavior of men such as Ishmael ben Netanya. Did he arrive in Mitzpeh after he was set free by Nevuzradan, or did he first head back to Anatot to check on his extended family? Where was Yirmiyahu when Gedaliah was murdered? Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.